Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm ready to read Psalm 11 today. The sun has come out with lots of intensity and brightness. There's a blue sky. Yesterday, because of all the snow that we received, it was such a gray, down day. But there's a lot of hope in the sky today. Let's read Psalm 11. In the Lord I put my trust. How can ye say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain, for lo, the wicked bend the bow. They make ready their arrows upon the string, that they may shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord, his throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. The upright shall behold his face. In this psalm, David says and admits that the one who trusts in God looks like a fool, looks unprepared, looks blind. And I'm sure that's the way Hezekiah looked to many when his entire nation was filled with an Assyrian onslaught, his city was completely surrounded by the Assyrian army, and the Rabshakeh was outside the wall yelling to him, calling him out, and pointing out all of his foolishness. But David, the one who trusts in God, turns to those who call out that way and say, how can you say that? How can you think that? This psalm says, yes, we see the enemy. No, we need no gun. Is goodness and righteousness not enough to answer terror? Is honor and charity empty? Dignity and respect, to give attention to another, to sympathize and grow in one's understanding, is this not enough to answer the terror that is out there today? If not the terrorism that has this global impact, is not goodness and sincerity enough to answer the terror that is in your own community? It's time for us to stand up and trust. Psalm 11. In the Lord I put my trust. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend the bow, they make ready their arrows upon the string, that they may shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord, his throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. The upright shall behold his face. Goodness, sincerity, charity, these are still enough, even today, as an answer that is the terror around us, and we do not need to give in to fear. Thanks for listening in today, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.